West Virginia's men's team is coming off of a season last year where they only won 13 games. It was the worst season in a decade for the program and one of Coach Bob Huggins' worst as a head coach. One problem the team endured was an exhaustive travel schedule, traveling more than 30,000 air miles, since many of the Big 12 schools are in Texas. Huggins says an adjusted travel schedule this year, which allows for the team to stay in that state for two games instead of flying back and forth, has helped.
We've got actually two trips where we're going to stay out and fly, so that helps us a bunch. I think there's a couple of just the little things that we could do that I think that would help everybody. But I think I can't say enough about how good the league's been in trying to help us with our travel issues.
WVU's basketball team is also scoring more points this year. One player, Aaron Harris, is leading the entire league in scoring. Another player, Juwan Staten, is distributing the ball very well. Huggins says he's very impressed with Staten.
Well, he's always been a talented guy. He's kind of really just immersed himself in basketball and has studied film, and he's actually came over to my house and wanted films, guys that I've had in the past that were very successful, and he watched those films. And he's, he's a guy who really studies the opponent and has really studied our playbook. He's as knowledgeable about what we're doing as probably anybody I've ever had.
West Virginia's women's team is also performing better than last year's team. Last year, they finished with 17 wins and 14 losses. This year, the women's team is red hot, as they have won 13 games in a row. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.